Darabunjan here, your dining dish. I took the show on the road to go speak to Sarah Symington, co-owner of Blue Moon Cafe, the very popular and nationally recognized breakfast spot here in Baltimore that is located in Fells Point. You always recognize it because there's always lines out the door to get a seat. Sarah is opening up her second location, which is down in Federal Hill. Now, we're going to talk about the new Blue Moon, too, but Sarah is very involved with working with our armed forces and traveling the world. She's an empath, and you can also find her as the competition on NBC's Food Fight. She's one of the hired guns who goes against the home cook. So let's get on with it, and be sure to listen to the whole thing. Sarah has a lot to say. This is Dining Dish here, and we're at Blue Moon 2.
Yes.
And that's T-O-O.
It is indeed.
And we're here with Sarah Symington, who is, like, crushing it everywhere. You can see her on TV. You can hear her on radio. And you can find her in Blue Moon over in Fells Point, which has been there 19 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're getting ready to open Blue Moon 2. So I have so much curiosity about you, Sarah. And probably what I want to know is, I know that it was initially started by your mother.
With my mother. We opened it together with a third partner.
Okay. And your mother is now part-time.
She is now retired. She's living the dream on the Chincoteague Coast. But she does still handle the finances at the other restaurant. Because I'm not good with that part of it. I'm an artist.
You're not home-knowing.
I mean, I can do it. I just choose not to. The bank gives me anxiety attacks. No doubt. I mean, that's real, real.
So I'm looking at this beautiful spot that's getting ready to open, I would say sometime August.
Yes.
Maybe mid-August, somewhere around there. You never know with permits in the city, but we look at that.
And contractors.
And this building, compared to what we had on the other location, which is quite compact.
Yes.
This was what we believe was a dry cleaners and then a five-and-dime.
A five-and-dime. I will have the history done on the building. I'm actually going to have a paranormal team come in and do a little reading here as well.
That
you go down in that basement, you can feel some things, which I appreciate. That gives me the more history. I love that.
Sarah Symington, you never fail to...
You kidding me? One of my dreams is to open a haunted house. I want to do Baltimore's haunted house. We need one with all the oddities around here, with the Edgar Allan Poe history and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, but don't, nobody else take my idea or call me and let's do this together.
Have you had personal experiences with ghosts?
Oh, yes, many, many. I'm a very haunted person, if you will. When I was a child, I've seen ghosts, I've communicated with ghosts. I'm a bit of a witch, if you will. I'm a very open person. I'm an empath. I feel things. I know things. I have psychic energies. Electricity doesn't like to work so well around me. That's why I don't like computers very much and technology, because it explodes when I'm around.
Was there any history of this in your family?
Yes, it goes all the way back through my family. I'm as far back as I can start with. I mean, of course, the history goes all the way back to Emperor Charlemagne, but that's getting way deep into the genealogy path. But we can start with, I'm named after a great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother named Sarah Noyes, who was married to the Reverend Noyes, who was a major part of the Salem witch trials. My family, you know, the local family originates from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Richard Moore, who came over, he was an indentured slave, came over on the Mayflower, and his gravestone is one of the largest ones in Salem. It's that's my whole, yeah. That's me.
You know, I've met you when they first started doing the Mason-Dixon mm-hmm. competitions, and just struck by you as just being such a personality. And obviously the Food Network is seeing that. You're involved with some guest spots on Food Fighter.
Food Fighters is actually on NBC.
Oh, NBC.
It is.
Oh, forgive me.
I know.
forgive me, but the Food Network.
Food Network, I've done Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and Guy's Big Bite, Best of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and little secret, there might be something else happening, but I'm not allowed to talk about it, so shh.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Okay, those of you listening, don't say a word. This is a secret, and we're not supposed to tell anyone. Now, really, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives was your foot in the door.
Heck yeah, that did the most for me. I mean, Blue Moon's been around for so long. We already had a fantastic reputation, and we'd been written up, of course, by Elizabeth Large, and the Sun paper was our very first 2 weeks after we opened, which was, you know, that was our first little, hey, guys, come check out this spot. And since then, we've been in Food and Wine, GQ, Southern Living, Gourmet Magazine. I was in the Star Magazine, which is really awesome. I'm in the Triple D Cookbook. Just, you know, all sorts of great, great, great exposure. It's been just a fantastic ride.
Tell me a little bit more. Now, through Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, you were telling me before that Guy Fieri had this program where he personally went out to the troops and cooked for them. And
yes,
as his star rose and it became too much with everything else he was doing, he pulled in a select few,
yes,
of his favorites from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And you now travel the world to the different bases, from Guantanamo to Germany, mm-hmm, to Africa, entertaining and cooking for the troops.
Absolutely. It all started with Navy Entertainment, which is a fantastic organization. It's part of the MWR, which is the Morale, Welfare, and Recreation for all of our men and women in the services. My family history, my grandfather was in the Navy. I've always just been a fan of ships and the Blue Angels and all that kind of stuff. So it was a real great treat when this opportunity arose. And I now, because of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and Guy Fieri, the alumni from Triple D, there was four or five of us that were picked originally, and that has now grown to eight or nine, as you know, as we've grown and we travel the world. We've gone to, like you said, Guantanamo Bay, Djibouti, Africa, the Great Lakes Naval Base, which is boot camp for all of the Navy. I've also worked with Armed Forces Entertainment and gone to places like Egypt and Germany. You know, I've done things at the Walter Reed, anything that I get to work with. Walter Reed especially was amazing. I'd like to work more with them, with the Wounded Warriors. That's my main charitable thing that I like to work for. And it's just, you know, it's been a chance of a lifetime. You don't go to Djibouti, Africa, and come back the same person. You don't go see these men and women who are truly putting their life on the line and come back the same person. I mean, people think that there's, you know, work regulations there. There's no, you can only work 8 hours. There's no overtime. They're on 24-hour shifts. They're getting fed two meals a day sometimes. I mean, it's just, it's insane. It really is.
Let me ask you this. We've talked about Blue Moon. I make an assumption that everybody should know about the Blue Moon Cafe.
Right?
So let's talk about its breakfast. It's, you're open from 7 till 3 Monday, Sunday through Thursday, and then 24 hours on Friday and Saturday.
The way I explain it is Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. till 3 p.m., and then 24 hours on the weekend. We open Friday at 7 a.m., and we do not close Sunday until 9 p.m. And it is breakfast with a rock and roll attitude. We like to sing. We like to dance. We like to make you laugh. There might be some sarcasm. We like to push the limits. Maybe a little risque, you know. I have pink tacos on special. I just like to make people smile. That's my big thing. There's nothing better than putting down something and having them go, what is that? And then biting into it and be like, oh my God, it's the best thing I've ever eaten. You know, something whimsical.
Right. Well, I know that the cafe is known for its Captain Crunch French toast.
Oh, yes.
But you're pushing the limit on a couple other dishes. What other dishes can people expect to see?
Well, I like French toast is my main thing. I mean, my Instagram call is French Toast Girl. So I like to encrust things. I think that's fantastic. I like to do savory and sweet. I think our Frito Pie French Toast is one of our big sellers right now, and that's a savory batter encrusted in Fritos, topped with chorizo, black beans, salsa, chili verde, cheese, sour cream. Our most popular dish is called the Sweet Baby Jesus, and that's a hash brown topped with jumbo lump crab that's been sprinkled with Old Bay, diced tomatoes, melted cheddar cheese, two eggs any style, then smothered in hollandaise. We, of course, make all our own jam.
Let me wipe the drool from my mouth.
You are drooling a bit.
Right, we're going there. July, since we're together here in July, is the blue moon.
There is an actual celestial event, a blue moon, happening. We had the first blue moon July 2nd, and the second blue moon will be July 31st. There definitely will be something happening to celebrate that, obviously. You know, that's my jam.
That's your jam, and that's what you're, you know, hopefully looking to do. This new spot gives you a phenomenal kitchen.
Yes.
I think people who've seen the other cute, small petite blue moon are going to come in here. There's a beautiful area that you have set up for waiting, all this exposed brick, the different chandeliers, but the kitchen is a dream for you.
Yes, it is.
And I think we see products coming out of there for food service and for retail consumption.
Yes, absolutely. I plan to, we're going to call it a jammery because everybody calls it a cannery. And we'll be doing homemade jam, which we already do our homemade jam, but I want to be able to sell. Everybody loves it. I mean, it's no preservatives. It's delicious. It's my own recipes. It's fantastic. And it's all sorts of different flavors. So I want to be able to offer that, you know, in stores and restaurants and hotels. Everybody needs to buy it. Like, why? Schmuckers.
Well, I'm going to hang in here. I heard the drill going because they're working all around us.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a kick out of something that you said that you don't, you know, you won't serve anyone or take their order if they have their smartphones out.
No, if you are talking on your telephone, we will not take your order. Put your phone away. Enjoy the experience. I get that, you know, you want to check on Facebook, and please, please take pictures and post them. But when your server comes up to you, just be kind enough and to put your phone away and give her your full attention.
Terrific. And if you had a piece of advice for anybody, what would be your number one piece of advice?
Follow your dreams. Never stop wanting. Think big. Like, I think I want to open 10 restaurants in 10 years. It might not happen, but it's what I'm working towards.
So that's your vision board.
Yeah, my vision board. 10 restaurants in 10 years. The jammery going up all over the country. Maybe go international. My food's good. People need to eat it. And then I want to, you know, retire and go to Africa and help kids find water and save the rhinoceros. You know, I want to work my butt off, earn a crap ton of money, and then go spend it saving the planet.
Well, as they say, that sounds like a plan.
Right?
Sarah Symington.
Symington.
I'm sorry I keep doing that.
We dropped the Y when we left Scotland and moved to Ireland many, many, many years ago.
So, Sarah Symington, mm-hmm. I thank you for sharing so much time. You are a doll. You're a winner. I'm going to see your picture on billboards soon.
Heck yeah.
It's a wrap here from Dining Dish. You want to find out more about Sarah Symington and Blue Moon? Go to bluemoonbaltimore.com. And for Dining Dish, Dara Bunjan here. You can find me at diningdish.net for all my stories, both on a local and national level about food. Find me on social media at Dara Cooks for Twitter and Instagram. Have a great day.